We just got back from an amazing week of camp. We've actually been two weeks. I took my 8 to 11-year-olds 2 weeks ago, and these are our 11 to 13-year-olds. And so we have all our rising sixth graders up here. We had 19 that went this past week, and I took them and went and picked them up. But Terry Harper and Les Wilmoth and Tracy Hanslake were able to be there all week with them. But I want to thank you for praying for these boys and girls. And we've had 31 total campers to go this year. And God's really done a work. And I thank you for praying. I thank you for giving. You know, that talent show back in March, and we raise funds. We scholarship so many kids that go, and for eternal differences. And so thank you. I look at camp. I was thinking this week as we were talking, you know, I look at a child growing up, and you point him to Christ, and you and a home where a mom and dad love Jesus, and they open the word and they pray with that child. And then as you bring them to church, we piggyback on what you do as parents, and we point them to Jesus. And we get them into the Word, and we pray for them, and we help them to see how God's created them for a unique purpose. And I look at camp as a piece of that pie of getting them to where they are as a young adult. When they leave your home, that they're not going to forsake the faith, because they know what they believe and why they believe it, and they've had godly people pouring into them, and they know the truth. And that's that foundation. And so camp is a part, it's a piece of that pie to me, that you pull a child away from everything for a week, and all the distractions, all the media, all the everything else, you that just leaves. And you put them with a godly counselor who loves them and is for them and sits and has talks with them at night on the rocking chair. And they pour out their hearts. They trust these counselors. And that's a piece of the pie. And then they come back. And then we, as children and youth leaders, can meet with them and encourage them in a small group. So this is important. And it's a step of independence as you as a parent of letting them go. And I know for these younger boys and girls, it was hard to let them go, especially as first-time campers. But I say, if you will let them go, I promise God's going to take care of them, and he's going to do something in their life. And it's part of letting go. It's a part of that process. So thank you. Thank you. We had a few of them who want to share a little bit of what God did in their hearts this week. So if you would just give them a platform for just a minute.
Well, I just wanted to say that I thought Woodlands Camp was awesome. Some awesome things happened. One big thing that happened that a girl named Ashlyn got saved there for the first time, obviously. And I just thought it was cool that like that happened, and I thought it was cool that like there's a lot of things to do there. Like, we have 3 hours of free time in the middle of the day. And, like, there's, like, attractions, land attractions, and water attractions. We can just have fun for 3 hours, and then we just bring it all back down to God. It's really cool. And there's, like, one more thing that I wanted to talk about. It was Gerald. He was the guest speaker, and he had some really cool sermons. They're on their app, but, like, we talked about who God is in the sermons. And I'm not going to, Miguel, I'm pretty fine. I'm just going to say one, and it's like the main one was God is for you. And it's just like, we just talked about that idea, and I don't know, it's like, it's just that. And I'll see who wants to talk now.
I do. Thank you. Thank you.
Go ahead, Asya.
Okay, so quiet time is this little thing, not little thing, it's this big thing that we do every day there in the morning, and we read a chapter out of a Bible, and then we write down what we think of it, and I'm going to try and do that every day.
So at one of the chapels at night, it was about, Gerald talked about how God is love and how he will accept you and about getting saved. And that night, it was cool to see that 6 out of the 14 people in my room got saved that night.
How Victoria was saying about Gerald, he said God is love and God is forgiving for, gosh, God is forgiving for everyone, like Nicoletta, making me laugh up here, rude, and he said that God is personal, he wants to have a personal relationship with us. Asya, Victoria, Kayla.
Hey, you got my name right?
It's Aisha. Amen. Hallelujah.
There we go. Just one or two more after, Michael.
Yeah, Woodlands kind of showed me the importance of like reading your Bible every day and like really staying in touch with God.
Excellent. Thank you. Anyone else? I guess that's it. Okay.
You love me. I've been many, many years and with the young, and this is my first time to get to stay with the middle schoolers. And it was really cool to watch how every one of the counselors showed the love of Jesus to not only these campers, but to their fellow workers. I didn't hear the first cross word. I didn't hear anything out of the counselors or any of the workers up there that was ugly, no sniping. They were constantly hugging each other, praying for one another. They would just randomly stop and start praying. Thought Bill was there the whole week where he just stops and prays. And then the coolest thing, and I don't know if they did this with the junior camp or not, before they went into the chapel, every cabin would huddle up and they would pray for the service. And I'd not seen that before in the years that I'd been there before. And that just touched me to think that everything that they do at this camp is purposeful, intentional, so that these kids can be pointed to God.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, let me pray for you guys. And then after that, we're going to just do our normal greet time. So after we're done praying, just get up and greet one another. God, I do thank you for this group of kids and leaders. And I thank you for the entire Camp Woodlands and what an amazing impact it has had over the years on our church and many churches and on your kingdom. So I just thank you for that. I thank you for those hearts that were given to you, that surrendered their lives to the lordship of your son. Thank you so much for that. I thank you for the impact that these kids had on that these chaperones had. And I just pray, God, that you use them, that you help them come to know what their purpose is, to truly buy into what you want to do through them and in their lives in your kingdom. So I just thank you. We give you all the glory, Lord, and we ask these things in your son's name. Amen.